Mitch McCarron's been good enough to join me to talk a little bit of basketball with Melbourne United signing up quite a few of their players and quite a few deciding they will stay here and play in the coming NBL season, even if we don't know when it's going to start. Mitch, welcome to the program. Thanks a lot for your time.
Hey, Dwayne. Thanks for having me on.
What are you doing to keep yourself occupied at the moment?
Good question. Just a little bit of working out, a little bit of running. Took a little bit of time off and relaxed with the knee and gave it a good chance to recover. So now I'm just getting back into some fitness stuff and some power stuff and, yeah, just staying fit.
How are you placed in terms of backyard and a hoop in your backyard and whether you've got the capacity to keep putting a ball up, because some don't have that opportunity?
Yeah, terribly, because I don't have a hoop. talking about being out of touch, I'm probably the worst in the league right now. But as I said, it's been good to just recover a little bit. And you know, I think once I get back to the basketball, I want to be out there nonstop. So it's probably been good to take a step back and just look after my body and then hit the court when we can.
And Melbourne United has signed quite a large number of their players, which is great news that even though we talk about the extreme end of the Bryce Cotton and Casper Ware and Nick Kay maybe looking at options in Europe, the majority of the league has decided to stick around.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, it was a tough predicament that everyone was put into, and, you know, everyone's got to kind of look out for themselves and their families and do what they think's best. You know, some guys, when consulting with their agents, you know, will hunt, you know, European opportunities, and some can play at a really high level, and some, you know, it's better to stay and stay around what they know, and hopefully the NBL is not as impacted as other sports have been. So yeah, it's just on every guy to choose what's best for them.
And was it good, encouraging to hear Larry Kesselman talk about how much they hope to maybe delay the season and have a really good season with, fingers crossed, and, you know, the perfect world idea of having some crowds later this year, November, December, January?
Yeah, I mean, I don't pretend to be an expert. I certainly don't know about all the ins and outs of what's about to come in the future. But I think, you know, I trust that, you know, Larry's done great things for this league, and he's obviously in consultation with the government about the ability to have our season and when and how we do that. So I think, you know, we're in good hands, and it'll get done.
So the major footy codes are waiting for Friday from the federal government and Monday from the Victorian government to work out what they can do training-wise. Are you guys thinking of doing the same to keep active? Are you guys going to keep together at Melbourne United and maybe get back and do some stuff together sooner rather than later?
Yeah, I'd love to. I think, look, if we were told that we could go start doing, you know, little one-on-one and two-on-two workouts, we'd already be in the gym. I guess the problem is access to facilities, and a lot of the facilities are just not open to do that. You know, it's probably not great for all of us, you know, if we have joint and tendon issues to be running around on outdoor courts for 2 hours. So it's just about, you know, managing that. We want to be back playing basketball, but you also don't want to set yourself up for injury.
And your rehab obviously is first and foremost right now. Have you been able to get the rehab that you're after? Because it's difficult to get to a physio or getting a massage now is something that I think you are allowed to do, but it's been difficult to do, to go out and do that kind of thing. How are you coping with the rehab?
Yeah, it's actually gone really well. You know, I've got to thank the club and the support staff, you know, the physios and team doc. They've been in touch regularly and weekly check-ins, and just making sure that I'm also progressing but not setting myself back further. And Nick Popovich, the strength and conditioning coach, has also given us a ton of great stuff to be able to do without power weights, you know, just bands or sitting in the backyard and using a medicine ball and just creative new exercises so we don't get too bored. So credit goes to them for keeping us active and giving us lots of stuff to do.
You've spoken to Chris Golding lately?
I have.
And is he sticking around?
You tell me. No, as I said before, it's like, you know, it's been a pleasure playing with Chris, and I really want Chris to come back. I think we all do. He's such a great leader for our club, and he's been the face of the franchise, you know, for a long time. So it would be sad to see him go, but Chris has to do what's best for Chris, and I'm sure he will.
Is the message coming that there will be some places in Europe opening up, that basketball in Europe might happen before a basketball season here does?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not really sure on timeframes. I think it's a bit uncertain in everywhere all over the world. I mean, there's no country that I could, you know, just sit here and guarantee, oh, that league's going to go ahead 100% without impact. You know, every economy has been rocked by this. And, you know, just because, you know, one economy might survive doesn't mean they're going to go spend all their resources that they usually do every year either. So, you know, that goes for Australia and it goes for Europe. So we know a lot more about Australia because we live here and we're citizens, and it gives us access to a lot more stuff. So I think that's a lot more secure for a lot of people.
Yeah, I'm just curious to know whether there is a league around the world that's starting to think, okay, we're going to get going, so let's contact a few agents. I know when you talk about, say, baseball has stopped in the US, but the Korean Baseball League is going to be live on ESPN in the US coming up. I think it starts today, where the ESPN commentators in America are going to commentate on the Korean baseball games that are being beamed in. And they're hoping to get supporters barracking for, well, their team's actually named after products. So you've got teams like the Kia Tigers and the Samsung Lions in the Korean League, where, you know, in America they're talking about if you've got a Kia, you might barrack for the Tigers, that kind of stuff. So I was curious to know whether you've got your ear to the ground as to what leagues or what competitions in some countries might be starting to grab players and be up and running before others.
I mean, you know, just the regular stuff that you see on Twitter with some of the Euro guys announcing that they've been in heavy discussions about finishing their seasons. You know, I think a lot of people forget that, you know, the NBL finishes somewhat early in comparison to a lot of other seasons around the world. You know, a lot of the European leagues play all the way through till the end of May. So their seasons were rocked. You know, they didn't get a final series. You know, it was unfortunate that ours couldn't finish, but they didn't even get near theirs. So for them, I think they were having discussions about how do we finish that season off and not impact the next season. So obviously that's a tricky thing to do, especially with some of the way that, you know, great basketball countries like Spain have been rocked by this. So, you know, that's a headache for everybody, I'm sure.
Tuna Mitch McCarron, Melbourne United star for SodaStream, the perfect gift to make mum sparkle at home this Mother's Day. Before I let you go, Mitch, the Jordan Docker, I presume you've been watching every minute of it?
I'm not quite up to date, but I have been watching it, yes.
Because Daisy's been telling me he waits for the episode to drop and he's got it on play a minute after it drops. He's been like a little kid waiting for it. You're not quite as entranced by it.
I've been watching another couple of shows with my wife, so we're catching up slowly. We kind of watch one or two a night, and we started very, very late, but we'll get there.
So what's on? Well, tell me, what's on your list ahead of The Last Dance? Well, what can be on possibly on your list ahead of it? The Tiger King.
We finished The Tiger King. We did that. No, we're just really slow. We have a bunch of shows. We got sent about 10 or 15, and then we started going to bed earlier during the season, so we weren't watching TV shows, and I'm a list guy. I don't like moving ahead until I've ticked something off, and unfortunately, The Last Dance is not on the front of the list.
Well, give us what's on your list now. Afterlife, what have you got on the list now?
I do love Afterlife. We're watching, as a recommendation from my mum, not embarrassed to say that, Outlander, which is pretty wild. An interesting take. Have you seen that?
No, I haven't. Is it something that you didn't expect your mum to be watching?
No, it's really good. I thought it'd be a bit like, oh, okay, mum, thanks. It's a bit lame, but cheers.
Yep.
But no, it's pretty full on. So, yeah, it's interesting.
All right. Well, when you do get around to watching the Jordan Doggo, The Last Dance, we'll have a chat about it. But that might be a Monday.
I'll get back on.
Yeah, it sounds good. It sounds like you're in good spirits, though, Mitch, which is great to hear. It's exciting when there's a little bit of bubble in your voice, and hopefully we do get another great NBL season, and let's hope we can get crowds in November. That would be absolutely awesome. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, man. Take care.
One last one. What do you like with open-air games? Have you had to play more open-air games to start the season, because that's the only place where crowds can come?
I think it'd be great. Melbourne would be a little unpredictable with the weather, but I think it's a great concept. I've loved playing in the games before. I like the feeling of the air on your back, as long as it's not too chilly. And I think it's a great spectacle for the fans to see. So I'd certainly be open to it if we had to do it.
You played many outdoor pickup games, just outdoors, 3-on-3 and that kind of stuff, or was that not part of your youth?
I played a fair bit. Not really in the competitive scene as I got older, mostly everything was indoor, but it kind of has that. The open air game has a little bit of that feel to it. That's where it's a bit weird, where it's like you're playing in the NBL and it's such a great league and you've done all the regular things that you normally would, and then suddenly you've got this feel of just like, we're kind of outside and this feels so different. But yeah, it's that contrast that I think makes it a spectacle.
And my producer just told me in my ear that you had a backyard wedding with just what, a couple, only how many people were allowed at your wedding?
Well, 5 including us, so 3 others.
And did you have it on Zoom? How did everybody get around it?
We did. We had a Zoom wedding. We had a celebrant. We had 2 witnesses, which are our old neighbours, and then us 2. And then we put everybody else on Zoom. I think we had just short of 90 people. My wife has a lot of extended family that got on the call from America, so it was kind of perfect. It was great.
Did you have a bridal waltz and a song?
We did behind closed doors. We did. We had to change everything. We had a huge trip to Europe planned, and that all got kind of torn apart with this coronavirus. So after unplanning all of that, we just said, nah, screw it. We just want to get married. So we did it as quickly and efficiently as we could, and we'll celebrate by ourselves when we can.
Great stuff, Mitch. Appreciate you chatting, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks, Dan. Take care.
Mitch Ricarron, Melbourne United star, and the majority of that roster sticking around. Let's hope Chris Golding does as well. After the break, we'll take your calls for What's Open. Jump on the line. Let us know your small or medium business. It's open. 1300 736 736. Give your small or medium-sized business a plug. And if you just want to send through a text, 0433 98 11 16, a speckled text, give me your business name, your website or your phone number, and I can read that out for you as well. 1300 736 736 if you want to jump on the phone, or a speckled text, 0433 98 11 16. What's open thanks to Urban Alley, Australian-made hand sanitizer, and SEN's official hand sanitizer, available now at urbanalley.com.au.